Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the fourth and the fifth Mishnah of the ninth chapter of Bamatzia for OU's Shnayim Mishnah program. Hamakabel Saden Bichabero, somebody who takes on a field. In this case, it's not for sharecropping. We're going to see it's to pay an owner, it's chakirut. It's to pay an owner a pre-specified amount of the harvest. And he doesn't want to weed the field, which will result in a lower harvest. But he says to the owner, "Va'omer lo, machta lecha, what do you care? Ho'ovani noten lecha chakurcha. I have to pay you the predefined amount anyway. So if I feel like weeding the field and get lots of produce, I'll do it. And if I'm not going to weed the field and I'm going to wind up with a lousy amount, a smaller amount of produce, that's my problem. I'm still paying you your amount. The fact that I walk home with less is not your problem. I don't really feel like breaking my back." Or whatever reason he had for not wanting to weed the field. Ein shomim lo. So the Mishnah says, you do not listen to him. You do not let him pull this off. Why? So what's going to happen is you say to him, you're going to abandon the field one day, and then what am I left with? I'm left with a field with nothing but asavim, which means nothing but grass, meaning weeds, stuff that doesn't grow a harvest. So it may be very nice for you for this year, maybe for next year and the year afterwards, that you don't earn a lot and I get my amount of money, but eventually you'll quit and go on to finer pastures, and I'll wind up with an empty field that I can't get anybody to work and I can't wind up producing anything with, because you didn't weed it for however long you didn't weed it. Therefore, you can't pull that kind of stuff, and you must always weed the fields, leaving it in good condition. Mishnah Hey, Hamakabel Sadami Chabiro Velo Asita. And now we have a sad, but probably not an atypical case, is where you take a field for sharecropping. This Mishnah is only going to work out for sharecropping. And the field just doesn't produce much. Velo asata. It was a bad year for growing. You didn't do anything bad. You did not weed. You just didn't. It was a lousy year for wheat. So the Tanakhama seems to be saying that if enough wheat was grown to put up a pile of grain, a keri is sort of like a big bushel that you see if you ever drive by farms. So at the very end, they kind of roll it all together in a big roll, and they leave it there until it gets pulled over to the granary. So if you pulled enough together to make a pile of grain, which the Gemara says is 2 sa'at, or 24 liters, which is not a lot of grain, so then the sharecropper must take care of the harvesting and the weeding. He can't say, oh, listen, there's nothing growing here. You're getting 50% of very little, and I'm getting 50% of very little. Why don't I just save my back a lot of trouble, and let's just go home and do nothing? So if it's less than what can make a keri, or 2 sa'at, so the guy has the right to just say it ain't worth it. But if it's a keri or more, according to the Tanakhama, or at least according to what the Tanakhama seems to be saying, then you got to do the work, you got to pull it in, and the guy, you get the percentage of very little, and the owner gets his percentage of very little, even though it was hardly worth the effort. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma kitzva bekeri. So Rabbi Yehuda says, how can you put an objective set amount, a kitzva means a preset amount, of a keri? That is, you're telling me that if there's a keri or more, you have to work the field, or less than a keri, you don't have to work the field. Why doesn't that make sense? But there has to be enough grain based on the size of the field. That is, a keri may be a lot if you have a little tiny field. But if you have a gigantic field, acres upon acres, and you're going to get a keri, then it's not worth anything. So how can you give me, he says to the Tanakhama, how can you give me a predetermined amount of produce and say that's worth it, when it really depends on the size of the field? So he says, you look at the size of the field, and if it's equal to kedei nefilah, the amount that you planted in the first place, because what you do, the way, I'm not a farmer, so I ask any farmers out there to please feel free to email me and correct me, but you take grain seeds, you take wheat seeds that you pull out, and obviously most of it used to make bread, and a certain percentage of it, a small percentage of it, you sow back into the plowed field, and that's supposed to produce much more than just a one-for-one produce of new grains. Otherwise it wouldn't be worth it. You wouldn't be able to get any food from it. But what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that if you do get a one-for-one harvest, which means you're able to pull out the exact amount that you put into the field in order to grow it, whether it was large or small, and even though that's pretty rotten, because essentially all you're going to be doing is just pulling out enough to put it back right back in the next the next year, so you really wind up with no bread, no ability to really enjoy the harvest. But if you're able to get a one-for-one deal out of it, then you do have to put in the work and you have to break your back to get very little produce, because it's enough to reharvest, it's enough to reseed the field, or at least it equals the amount that you put into it. But if you're going to pull out less than that, then it's not worth it and you can't force the guy to work the field. Now, as it happens, the Gemara actually offers a third opinion, which is based on a modification of the Tanna Kamma. So when the Tanna Kamma said, if you produce a keri of grains, and he was challenged, which is, that doesn't make sense, because a keri is a lot if it's a small field, but it's very little if it's a big field. So what the Tanna Kamma meant, according to this third Tanna's opinion, is that it is if you make a keri more than the amount that you sowed. So if you sowed five keris and you pull out six or more, then you have to work the field. But if you can only pull out five and a half, you can't. So what it means by a keri is a keri over and above the amount that you put in. If you can get out one keri of profit, then you harvest the field. But if you can't get out an extra keri, then you do not bother harvesting the field. It's not worth it. And the landowner does not get his due. You don't get your due. What are you going to do?